Penguin Random House Audio presents Spinning Silver by Naomi Novik. Read for you by Lisa Flanagan. Chapter 1. The real story isn't half as pretty as the one you've heard. The real story is the miller's daughter with her long golden hair wants to catch a lord, a prince, a rich man's son. So she goes to the moneylender and borrows for a ring and a necklace and decks herself out for the festival. And she's beautiful enough. So the lord, the prince, the rich man's son notices her and dances with her and tumbles her in a quiet hayloft when the dancing is over. And afterwards he goes home and marries the rich woman his family has picked out for him. Then the miller's despoiled daughter tells everyone that the moneylender's in league with the devil. And the village runs him out, or maybe even stones him. So at least she gets to keep the jewels for a dowry. And the blacksmith marries her before that firstborn child comes along a little early. Because that's what the story's really about. Getting out of paying your debts. That's not how they tell it, but I knew. My father was a moneylender, you see. He wasn't very good at it. If someone didn't pay him back on time, he never so much as mentioned it to them. Only if our cupboards were really bare, or our shoes were falling off our feet, and my mother spoke quietly with him after I was in bed. Then he'd go, unhappy, and knock on a few doors and make it sound like an apology when he asked for some of what they owed. And if there was money in the house and someone asked to borrow, he hated to say no. Even if we really didn't have enough ourselves.